right, CITR is where you are at. My name is Anita B., and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm hearing a buzzing sound when I was coming into the station here not that long ago. The sound of the ocean or the sound of a conch shell held up to your ear, that kind of sound. And it's in my headphones, and it was coming out of my radio as well. So something is weird. Anyways, there is a ghost in the machine. But anyways, my name is Anita B., and this is the show where Canadian music is played from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And holy moly, what a crazy night for me. I'm sorry, I am late. Yes, I apologize. I'm very sorry. But my life is spinning completely and totally and utterly out of control. I'm a high school teacher, and I've been doing it for long enough. I've been teaching since 2002. What are we at, 2010? So, that's a full 8 years, right? And every year I seem to get new classes. This is what happens. So you have to adapt. You have to mold. You have to be able to teach these classes, right? So long story short is this year I have 3 new classes, which I've never taught before. And that means I need to do a lot of extra preparing. So you front-end load your prepping. The first year you teach said courses, and then so hopefully each subsequent year that you come back in teaching the same course, you'll have all the stuff ready and prepared. So I'm running ragged. I literally am. I'm just flying around like a crazy lady. So I'm sorry I'm late. I got stuck on our photocopiers. That's what happened to me. I was at my school. And I know you don't care, but let me tell you anyways. let's talk about the budgets that we have here in the VSB. I work for the Vancouver School Board, and apparently 1/4 of our school budget is based on photocopying paper, so the purchase of paper. So anyways, excuse me, they're on this huge push for us not to use paper. So we keep getting these, like, you know, pep talks, these rah, 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 you know, we're going to try to not use paper. But then these kids have things such as tests that have to be photocopied. And so I go on the copiers day after school, and there's no paper, no 8.5 by 11 paper at all. None. So I find myself cutting down 8.5 by 14 just to fit into the machine and to get what I need done. It's getting ridiculous. Yes, the VSB's operating budget is definitely decreased. I've never seen such a ridiculous lack of money is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm actually now seeing it. Yes, it's awful. It's affecting me. There's no paper. Oh, there is my rant. Thank you for listening. It's been a slice, and off I go. Okay, that's my rant. Okay, so anyways. Okay, we heard Cub. That was Cub that we just heard, and the song was from their 1996 mint release called Box of Hair. It was Magic 8-Ball. And there you go. 3-piece girl band out of Vancouver. And yes, that was their final release. I liked it. It was a good record. They really had sort of refined their sound by 1996. And the first few releases that they put out really were amateurish, even though they're cute. And I think that was their calling card. Was just, and why people loved them was because they did make an effort to play. They weren't at all proficient at their instruments, nor were the voices great, let's be honest. But they were cute, right? They were, and they were endearing. So by the end of it all, though, by the end of Cub's career, they were pretty proficient. They were solid musicians, and all that time and effort had paid off with Box of Hair. All right, let's move on. Black Mountain, that's what we're going to listen to now. Black Mountain is a local band. They've been around for a little while, and they have a new album out. Yes, they do. We're going to hear something from it. It's called Wilderness Heart, and out of Indiana, they're on the label Jag Jaguar, Bloomington, Indiana. And if you are unaware, Bloomington is the hometown of John Cougar Mellencamp. So he was either born there or raised there, one or the other. So there you go. I'm a huge John Cougar Mellencamp fan. And I'm also equally, if not more so, a Bruce Springsteen fan. I'm all about the Heartland rock, right? Lately, I've been so obsessed with Bruce Springsteen. I just need to listen to more and more and more. And unfortunately, my show does not extend into the realm of American rock. So here we are in Canada, and I'm only playing as Canadian music. So henceforth, there shall be no Bruce Springsteen, much to my dismay. Okay. But back to Black Mountain. Why am I going on a rant? Oh, yeah. Bloomington, Indiana. Okay, so Black Mountain. The song we're going to hear is called The Way to Gone. And that is what you need to know. Thank you for listening. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, precious day, you're on your way to the silver rain. 40 moons and alcohol couldn't change a thing. Frozen ghosts ain't got no hope, can learn to sing. But don't wait too long or you might get gone on a flowery spring. Sleeping like a rolled out skull. Old temple's blown, a square man looking over you. I'll televise you crack. Please super soon. Amara Hayes, please rescue me. It's boring here. The way to gone always takes too long and hard for you. Sleeping like a rolled out skull.
can feel it under my skin. I can't feel it under my skin.
Magazine and WinnieCooper.net present PBGB's, a month-long weekly art show and music series appearing every Thursday in October at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Arts.
October 21st, feast your eyes on the offerings of Crumb while you treat your ears to certain breeds, animal bodies, and the DJ stylings of Bobby Shadat. The after party kicks off at 11 p.m. at Shine Nightclub.
Be sure to check out Heebie-Jeebies, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts. Presented by Beetroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net.
Yeah, it's sick, that. Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Put it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it.
Yeah, 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 that's sick, that is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what, I've got actually the perfect one. Bassline! Oh, wicked, now put a donk on it.
And bet our lives upon a pile of bones, tracing lines and breaking spines to build a fragile home, cast in our own plaster for too long. Try to keep our thoughts asleep and hidden from sight, though the morning burned our eyes and brought them back to life. Hide me in your closet, tonight.
All right, that right there is none other than the D'Urbervilles. I adore the D'Urbervilles.
Breaker, breaker, come in, Earth. This is Rocket Ship 27. Aliens fucked over the carbonator, and it's number 4.
All right, and the D'Urbervilles keep going on, don't they?
Hopefully.
That's crazy. Okay, anyways, that was the D'Urbervilles. The D'Urbervilles are a band out of Guelph. The two of them, however, did originate in Oshawa. They're buddies from Oshawa. And then I guess they met back up at Guelph, at the University of Guelph, which is my alma mater, by the way. Yes, I am a Griffin. You go. Go red, gold, and black. That's right. Yes, the D'Urbervilles. From the album, what was that? Hold on a second here. We Are the Hunters. We heard the song The Receiver. They rock. That album came out 2 years ago, and I haven't played them for a while, but they're up there as one of my favorite Canadian bands. I just adore them. Okay. Before the D'Urbervilles, we heard a band who have been going since 1999. Yes, 1999. They're out of Calgary, and I'm talking about the Summer Lad. We heard the song Coma Kids from their album Blue Skinned. It is new. They are a three-piece. Yes. Good. These guys are awesome. I really like them. You know, the only thing, in my opinion, that I don't like about the Summer Lad is just their name. I would have liked them a lot longer ago. I would have caught on to them earlier if they had a better name, in my opinion. It just sounds so goofy. I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to my senses. But, you know, who knows? Some of the best bands have just the worst band names. Take for instance, you know, Modest Mouse, what an awful band name, but they're good, so I can't, I suppose I shouldn't say much. Okay, White Lung. We heard White Lung in there before The Summer Lad with a song. I don't know what it's called, and that's not the name of the song, but there are no track listings on their newest album, which is called It's the Evil. And these guys are local. They are out of Vancouver, and they are a co-ed band. So there's three girls and one boy. The boy plays the guitar. You have a female singer, and as well bass player and drummer. And these guys happen to play at the CITR, what's it called, the fundraising end of party last year in November. And they were very emotional. They were very loud. They were very, you know, a little screamy Mimi-ish, but whatever, they were okay. I enjoyed their show, so that was White Lung. And, you know what I found interesting about these guys is while I was watching the show, I thought, that drummer looks kind of familiar. How do I know that girl? I don't know, and it drove me nuts. And her name is Anne Marie, and she used to be the drummer in, years ago, the Riff Randalls. Yes, the Riff Randalls I'm talking about. Yeah, so there you go. That was at least where I knew her from, just from appearances. I don't know. She might have been playing around in other bands since that time, but yeah. Okay, what else do I need to tell you? Well, let's see. It's 7:08. My name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC. And, hello. Hello, my family. Hello, Rolfie. Hello, Coconut. And Dexter, if you're out there listening to me, my daughter was really upset that I had to leave tonight. So I said, but I'm going to be here with you through the radio. So just listen and I'll say hi. Hi, baby. I love you all. Dexter probably couldn't care less. But Coral she understands these things a lot more when you're 5 years old. When you're a 2-year-old boy, you just, you know, run around the house and kick things and, you know, hit your trucks into walls and whatever. So I love you, Coco, and I love you, Dexter. And Mama is here. Isn't that exciting? Through the magic of radio, I am there in the kitchen. All right, so let's move on. What do we got coming up next? Oh, of course. Of course. My favorite, most treasured band of all. I'm talking about not Expo 86. I'm talking about Wolf Parade. Wolf Parade is coming on next. I just adore these guys. They are just magical. They're magically delicious. Yeah. They're like Lucky Charms. And Wolf Parade are a band out of, initially, the one guy, Spencer Krug, is from Victoria. That's his roots. But now they make Montreal their home. And they have a new album out. It's on Sub Pop Records. They've been on Sub Pop for a while now. And by the way, my ears are ringing. So if you're listening and your radio sounds snowy or whatever, it's because it's like that here too. So I don't understand. I'm not an engineer. Whatever. So it's a new effect, I guess, we have on our station here. But okay, let's talk about this new Wolf Parade album. It's called Expo 86. It was named that because all of the guys, unbeknownst to each other, had attended Expo 86, and they were like one day like, wow, that's kind of cool. So that's where they got the name from. Okay, let's hear the song Oh You Old Thing. And I think they wrote that song in honor of me, because I'm an old thing. Yes. I'm now 40, and I'm proud to tell you all I'm 40. I don't even care. I'm so beyond even attempting to be cool anymore. I just, ugh, whatever. That's what happens when you get old. You really start, because I couldn't understand why are old people so uncool, you know, when I was younger. It's because they're just too tired. And if in a weird, twisted way, the older people who just don't care are the coolest, right? Because they're not making an effort. They are, what you see is what you get. And that's kind of like me. Okay, so anyways, speaking of old, the song is called Oh, You Old Thing. This is from their album Expo 86, Wolf Parade. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
CIT Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Find some land, erase all these other structures that stand just outside of our castle. There must only be this castle.
Well, it is official. All of those miners are back on the surface of the earth. How many people are totally thrilled? I certainly am. I've been watching this with bated breath since last night. So last night was, if you were around and watching, it was when the first miner of the 33 who were trapped in Chile for 69 days underground, the first one was pulled out last night. And it was so exciting if you saw it. He was in his little capsule, and oh, I couldn't breathe because I have claustrophobia, and it was really hard for me to watch it, but I'm so very excited right now. So thank you all you rescue workers, and amazing. So anyways, there we go. All the 33 Chilean miners have hit the earth's surface. Now, you know who I think deserves a special plug in this situation were the four rescue guys who went down. I mean, doesn't that just go against all intuition? It's counterintuitive. I mean, like, when I knew, like, we all knew that they were going to be, you know, drilling this skinny shaft down 600 and I think it was 22 meters under the earth's surface. I just assumed that they would, you know, stick the thing down, throw the, the Phoenix capsule down, and then send the first guy up. But no, the first person to actually traverse that tunnel was the guy on the Earth's surface going under. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know that I'd ever want to do that. So, and I think there were four rescue guys who went back and forth and helped out. And I cannot believe how brave and selfless they are to do that. I mean, I suffer from severe claustrophobia, and I just can't even imagine. I actually, last night, had a nightmare. I was, because I'd been watching before I went to bed, and I had a nightmare that there was this reporter who went down, and she had really bad claustrophobia, go figure. And then here's my crazy dream. So she goes down the shaft in her capsule, and then she kept screaming and screaming because she was having panic attacks. They had to keep pulling her up, and finally they just said, okay, we're gonna send her down. And she had a heart attack in the dream, so she had a heart attack, and then passes out, and then her nose rubs against the side of the hole as it's going down, and it actually gets rubbed right off. What a weird dream. And then her fingers as well. A couple fingers got, you know, stuck outside of the cage. And then they got, so two fingers in my dream, how bizarre, got rubbed off. And when they brought her up back up to the surface, they discovered that, which was totally bizarre. And actually, so I woke up in the middle of the night, and I got up and I turned the TV on just to make sure that that wasn't the case. And it wasn't. So speaking of dreams, I also saw Inception, the movie. Whew, there's one to do some mental exercise with. My God. If you go see Inception, let me forewarn you, do not go drinking. Luckily I wasn't. But it's the kind of movie where you need all of your brain cells working at full speed to understand the complexities of the movie. There's layer upon layer, literally, of things going on, and it's bizarre. It's all about dreaming. And anyways, okay, so let's talk about music. Let's do that. Let's talk about music. So my name, first off, is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday to play us Canadian music. Okay, so we just heard Elevator. That would be the band that used to be called, well, in the first incarnation of Rick White, the lead singer, he was in a band called Eric's Trip, as you all probably know. Very famous Sub Poppers. They're out of Moncton, New Brunswick. And then, let's see. So then, speaking of Elevator to Hell, this is ironic. Yeah, so we had Eric's Trip, and then the next incarnation of Rick White's, you know, musical project was Elevator to Hell. And then it was Elevator Through, and then just Elevator. Yes, I'm not, and interestingly enough, Elevator to Hell, which is kind of like the that pod that was going down that hole to the miners, Elevator to Hell. Okay, anyways, the name of that song from Elevator, as I digress here, was called Gunningsville Drawbridge. That is that song. And you can find that on the Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2 compilation, which is put out by Grenadine Records. All right, that was Elevator. Now, before Elevator, we heard Frog Eyes, a band out of Victoria, with the song The Sensitive Girls. They have a new album out, and that song is on it. It is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. And before Frog Eyes, we heard some Wolf Parade in there with the song Oh You, Old Thing, from their album Expo 86. And interestingly enough, Spencer Krug from Wolf Parade played on one of the Frog Eyes albums. One of the Frog Eyes' albums. And it was, I think, the first big one that they released. Yes, Spencer Krug was on that. Okay. Enough chatter. It is 7:30. Maybe I'll come back with some weather in a bit. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But Val is here. I'll tell you that much. I can tell you for sure, definitively, Val Cormier is in the house. Her show is coming on in half an hour. And her show runs from 8 until 10. It's called Folk Oasis. And she basically plays really cool folk music. And when I say folk music, it's not what you might think. It's not, yeah, a lot of Peter, Paul, and Mary. But so just listen. That's the best way I can describe it. Just tune in another half an hour. And then if we continue on with our schedule tonight, we've got at 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City. That is hosted by Caroline M. Yeah, and that one goes from 10 until 11, and then from 11 till 2, we have Hans Klaus's Misery Hour, hosted by Marion. All right, that is the story. Okay, so what we have coming on now is, check this out. I've got something from a Mint Records compilation. It is called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions, and this one was released back in 06. And we're going to hear something from a band that I know quite well, in the biblical sense. Pluto. That's what I'm talking about. My husband. He was in the band Pluto, and he played guitar. And his name was Rolfie, or his name is Rolfie. His name is still the same. The band Pluto. They formed way back in 93, and broke up, I think it was early 99, four piece of local Vancouver guys, your basic drum, bass, guitar setup. And they were one of the earlier Mint bands, and they were signed by Virgin Canada, So they did make it to the big league. They didn't really stay in the big league that long. They did do a lot of touring, however, with many big acts. So they went on tour with Shonen Knife. That's pretty cool. So Pluto. So we're going to hear the song that was recorded. It was recorded for Nightlines back in October of 94, produced by Todd Elvidge. And the song is Failure. Now, this one, Ian and John both sing on. And, yes, it was also, you can find this song, Failure, on Cool Way to Feel. Their Mint Records release. And also on the Death Star 7-inch. Okay, so here we go. This is Pluto with Failure on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Making sure I got the right song.
Her hair
right. I've got my kids on the phone. And guess what, guys? You're going to hear a song from a band called Bum. I think you're going to enjoy that. Ah, isn't that funny? Bum. So anyways, from the compilation On Guard for Thee, it's a collection of Canada's youth gone bad. We're going to hear the song Mrs. Rock and Roll from the Victoria band Bum, who were popular in the early 90s. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
from Montreal. That is Tricky Woo with a song, Making Time, from the compilation I have that song off of. It's called Syrup and Gasoline, Volume 1. Alrighty, before Tricky Woo, we heard something from the band Bum out of Victoria with a song, Mrs. Rock and Roll, and that's from another compilation, which is called... it's from the Australian label called Oh Go Go, and it's On Guard for Thee, a collection of Youth Gone Bad. And then before that, we heard the Melly Grove Band. These guys originate from Mississauga. Yes, they do. And they've been around forever, probably since at least 98, 99. We heard the song White Like Lies, and that is from their new album, which is called Shimmering Lights. They've always been huge Sloan fans, and they're into that whole sound. When I was in a band back when, we were sort of buddies, if that makes sense. I think through the internet we used to be in like chat rooms together, and super nice guys. They were very young at the time, so now they're not so young. So they must be in their early 30s. All right. Okie dokie then. Before that, we heard Pluto with a song, Failure, from the compilation, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. And I have about 12 minutes or so. Val comes on at 8, and this pretty much does it for me. My name is Anita B, and I've had another lovely evening with you all playing my Canadian music. This show, oh, that was a funny noise. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to continue. Let's see. We've got a little Tristan Psionic. So, yeah, I've done a little bit of regression tonight. I do a fair amount of that. I've played some new music tonight. Let's see. What have I never played tonight? I have never played something from White Lung. Tonight we heard some White Lung. Other than that, I think I've played everything else. Yes. So, let's regress a bit and let's hear something from Tristan Psionic. You cannot go wrong with Tristan Psionic. Whoops. Oh, my goodness. The station here is really buzzing. I can really hear it in my ears. Okay, but anyways, Tristan Psionic. So we're going to hear something from their album, which is called TPA, Flight 028. And the guys from Tristan Psionic, at least two of them, were the people who formed Sonic Onion Records, right, out of Hamilton. So these guys are a Hamilton band with one girl bass player who totally rocked. If you ever saw them live, she had long hair and she just went kind of berserk, and she was super cool. Yes. So we're gonna hear the song Divided. No, we're not. Let's hear something else. I always play Divided. Let's hear the song 3 a.m. And in brackets it says circa 1996. And that about does it for me. You'll hear a few more songs, and you'll hear my voice in 2 more weeks when I come back from 6:30 till 8 on Wednesday. And until then, the slot 1 week from tonight, so 6:30 to 8, next, this upcoming Wednesday, is Jonathan B., and his show is called Shameless. So tune in then. All right. Have yourselves a rockin' evening. And this here is Tristan Psionic on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot. Remember Pilot from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, I'm just trying to fill some dead air because some of our things just don't seem to work here. Oh, look at that. On our little burly system. So, now I just found what I'm looking for. It just took a long time to download it. Okay, so I'm looking for this one thing. Work with me, people. Work with me. Where's my thing here? Val is here, by the way. How's it going, Val?
Okay. How about yourself?
Livevan.com. Things are fine with me. I'm just never stopping. Livevan.com. I never stop. I never stop. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. No time to do anything in my life. So, okay, then let's just play that. How about we hear all about the AIDS HIV Wellness Fair? That sounds like fun. That sounds like just a barrel of monkeys. Okay, here you go, people. Let's find out all about the AIDS HIV Wellness Fair.
Take part in AIDS Vancouver's complete wellness fairs throughout 2010 and encourage the physical and emotional well-being of people everywhere living with HIV. The complete wellness fairs will consist of 5 separate information events where people living with HIV can learn about AIDS service organizations and other health services.
Each fair focuses on a specific theme around wellness and how it is affected by the long-term use of HIV medication. Participants will receive a free health kit as well as access to free entertainment and food. The first fair is Tuesday, April 13th, 2010, from 1 to 4 at the AIDS Vancouver office, 1107 Seymour Street. Visit www.aidsvancouver.org or call 604-893-2201 for more information.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You and I say
say I wanna be a better me and quit chasing ghosts. No more mirrors and smoke, just you and me in the sleeping city. Where we go, where we go, our clothes are not needed. Where we go, cell phones are not needed.